Thank you. wisdom from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment.
Lord, deliver us
from lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine.
Good Lord, deliver us
from all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared.
Good Lord, deliver us
by the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity and submission to the law, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Good Lord, deliver us
by thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, deliver us.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Good Lord, deliver us. We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord,
and we please thee to illumine all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of thy word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set it forth and show it accordingly.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord,
and it may please thee to bless and keep all thy people.
Lord,
it may please thee to send forth laborers into thy harvest and to draw all humankind into thy kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
And it may please thee to give to all people increase of grace to hear and receive thy word and to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
And it may please thee to bring into the way of truth all such have erred and are deceived.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
And it may please thee to give us a heart to love and fear thee and diligently to live after thy commandments.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
And it may please thee so to rule the hearts of thy servants, the President of the United States, and all others in authority, that they may do justice and love mercy and walk in the ways of truth.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to make wars to cease in all the world, to give all to all nations unity, peace, and comfort, and to bestow freedom upon all peoples.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
And it may please thee to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and the hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
That it may please thee to give and preserve to our youth the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that in due time all may enjoy them.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
And may please thee to inspire us in our several callings to do the work which thou givest us to do with singleness of heart as thy servants and for the common good.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
Orphans, the widowed, and all whose homes are broken or torn by strife.
those who are failing and infirm.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
May it please thee to support, help, and comfort all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
Bless the Lord, who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." Hear what God is saying to God's people. Let us read together Psalm 25. To you, O God, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let none who look to you be put to shame. Let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes. Show me your ways, O God, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long. Remember, O God, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your love and for the sake of your goodness, O God. Gracious and upright are you. Therefore, you teach sinners in your way. You guide the humble in doing right and teach your way to the lowly. All your paths are love and faithfulness to those who keep your covenant and your testimonies.
A reading from the first book of Peter. Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Treasure made up for the wise, how precious the value, how glorious the price, all of you did for treasure made up for the wise.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Remember your baptism. I am so conditioned now that whenever I hear that phrase, I'm tempted to duck on the theory that someone, and here's looking at you, Ernie, someone with a sprig of rosemary is about to fling holy water in my direction. Now, in all seriousness, I actually appreciate those periodic reminders that come with asperging, or the ritual of asperges. That's the technical term for sprinkling a congregation with holy water. It is important to remember, or if we can't remember our actual baptism because we were baptized as infants or very young children, to nonetheless take the time to think about its significance. To remember our baptism in this sense is to remember our core identity, who we are and whose we are. Now, Jesus had a very memorable baptism, one which made it perfectly clear who he was and whose he was. The heavens were torn apart. The Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven proclaimed him the Beloved. Wow. My experience of baptism wasn't nearly that dramatic. At least, not in the externals. The inner experience of baptism is a different story, but that's another sermon. And yet, one of the most interesting differences between Mark's account of the baptism of Jesus and the accounts of Matthew, Luke, and John is that in Mark's version, there is no indication that anyone other than Jesus saw what Jesus saw and heard what Jesus heard. You could say that in Mark, we get the experience of Jesus' baptism from the perspective of Jesus himself, as opposed to the perspective of eyewitnesses. The language Mark uses here is personal. Jesus hears a voice say to him, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Compare this to the account we get in Matthew, for example, in which the writer says, as if to a crowd, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Or consider the version in John, which is told from John's perspective as a witness to the baptism. John says, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him." The gospel reading appointed for this first Sunday in Lent actually covers a great deal of territory in just a few short verses. It starts with the baptism of Jesus, but then moves immediately to the temptation in the wilderness and concludes with Jesus proclaiming that the kingdom of God has come near and that it is time to repent and believe in the good news. If some of this sounds familiar, it should. We heard parts of it in Epiphany, when we marked the feast of the baptism of our Lord. These three events or episodes in the earthly life of Jesus, as it were, appear in all four Gospels. But this liturgical year, we hear Mark's version, which is full of urgency and drama and a little light on details. It's almost as if Mark is in such a hurry to share the good news that he offers a high-level summary rather than a play-by-play. In Mark's version of the temptation, we learn only that Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, that he was tempted by Satan, and, oh yeah, that the spirit, wild beasts, and angels were also present. In Matthew's and Luke's accounts, by contrast, we get a whole dialogue between Satan and Jesus, including the particulars of the temptations and how Jesus responded to those temptations. For example, Satan says, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." And Jesus replies, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Well, this is all very interesting, but you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with us, the people of God gathered in this particular time and place? Lent is the season of the liturgical year in which we are encouraged to engage in self-examination and repentance in preparation for Easter. The 40 days of Lent echo the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness immediately after his baptism, fasting and battling temptation. Jesus' journey is our journey. Now, of course, the specifics differ, but the general arc is the same. Each of us has had the experience of being called by God and responding to that call. Something, or to be more precise, someone, has drawn us to church and keeps us coming back here when we might choose to do something else on a Sunday morning. Each of us has at some point found ourselves in the wilderness, either literally or metaphorically, battling temptation. And God calls each of us again and again to turn away from sin, to turn away from that which separates us from the one who created us and who loves us beyond measure, and to turn toward Jesus. In short, to repent and believe in the good news. In fact, as pastor and theologian Chelsea Harmon has noted, some baptismal liturgies dating back to the second century include a series of renunciations and commitments that mirror the very Lenten journey summarized in today's gospel text. That is certainly the case in our particular stream of Christianity, the Episcopal Church. I invite you to take a look at the service of holy baptism in the Book of Common Prayer when you have a chance, and think about that. And if you have been wondering if God might be calling you to be baptized, pay attention to that nudge from the Holy Spirit and reach out to one of the clergy. Lent is the perfect time to prepare for baptism. Just a few days ago on Ash Wednesday, we were invited in the name of the church to the observance of a Holy Lent. There are many different ways to do this. Let me offer you a few possibilities. Try a new spiritual discipline or practice, such as morning prayer, compline, or centering prayer. Engage in works of service, such as collecting food items and toiletries for students. Consider giving up something important to you during this season of Lent, such as a favorite food or an activity, in order to better focus on God. Make time to gather with others to study and pray. Our rector Pamela is teaching a class on the prayer book, and Helen Campbell is offering a discussion group exploring the theme of forgiveness. There is more information about each of these Lenten opportunities in the announcements. But remember that it isn't so much what we choose to do to observe Lent that is important. Rather, it is the spirit in which we do it that matters. May we continually strive to cultivate a spirit of humility and openness, so that in the words of today's psalm, we can pray, "Show us your ways, O God, and teach us your paths," and really mean it. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and the world.
Creator Lord, you have given us eyes to see ourselves as we truly are, and the heart to accept your free gift of grace. Fill us now with the courage to step forward in faith, to repent of our sins, and to turn the life we have been given to your guidance and your service. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, impel the political leaders in our world, in our nation, and in our community to rally to your call and forsake the temptations and vanity of power and to govern with integrity, equity, and truth. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, fortify and energize all who are anointed to bring us your word and sacraments. As they shepherd us in faith, we walk together towards wholeness in you. We pray especially for our Bishop Megan, our Rector Pamela, our clergy, our staff, and all the lay leaders of this church. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, sustain the faith and dispel the despair of all who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, and of all who attend to their needs. We now join our voices to pray aloud for all those in need, and especially those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, and especially in Gaza and Ukraine. For all those affected by gun violence, especially the victims of this week's shootings in Houston, Kansas City, and Colorado Springs. We give thanks for the dedication of the new sanctuary of the Episcopal Lutheran Mission Shepherd by the Sea in Wallala. And we pray for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, Kimo and Deb Kay, Michael L., Linda and John, Kathy P., Frank S., Ava, Mary C., Garda J., Carol G., Pat H., Tony C., Catherine C., Mary H., James and Kathy W., Dave and Jean F., David S., Diana B., Susan and Jim W., Ryan J., Vivian R., Ellen M., and Ephraim. I invite you to add your own intercessions at this time, either silently or aloud.
O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, lift us from our grief into the hope of eternal life and joy, reunited with all who now live again in glory with you. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Most holy God, you sent Jesus into the world of temptation and trials, not so different than our world today. Accepting obedience to your law, he triumphed over sin and death. Shield us from the lures of false prophets as we begin our own 40 days of reflection. Let us keep our hearts true, trusting only in your eternal grace. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our great high priest, and the Holy Spirit, our sanctifier, who live and reign with you as one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins to God.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Beloved, the peace of Christ be always with you.
Also with you.
Let us share the sign of peace. I won't go through the announcements. They are on this yellow sheet, which you can take home and put on the front of the fridge or wherever you put your reminders. I would just like to emphasize one thing, and that is what Margaret mentioned in her sermon, the classes that are available during Lent. Pamela is teaching a class on the prayer book, and another class will be held on Living Well Through Lent. And we have a few of these booklets out in the narthex. So as you leave, if you would like one of those, you may take it with you. Pamela is in Ohio celebrating the ordination of one of her very best friends, and she'll be back early in the week. Do we have any celebrations or milestones? I guess we could say the fact that we're here is a milestone. Yeah.
Morgan turned 2 yesterday.
Woo! Hey, Morgan. Wow, good for you, 11. What a great age. I was 11 once. Oh, them. Yes.
My grandson Jack turns 3 today.
Yes. Good. Anybody else? Yes. Good. Happy anniversary. Somebody else? Okay, well, we have much to give thankful, be thankful for. Let's say our prayer of celebration and milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, by all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So now let us walk in love. Oh. Yes. And if you're new, I always forget something. If you're new, there is, Joni Kavanaugh is in the back with a box of goodies. We are not going to call on you, make you stand up and tell us your life story. We just have a little goodie bag for you. So if this is your first Sunday, just raise your hand and she will come and give that to you. Okay, we got 2 up here.
No.
No, no. One right here. A reminder about how we do communion these days. If you would like to take communion and have the wafer dipped in the wine, it's called intinction, come to this side. If you would like to see, to receive the bread by itself and then sip from the common cup, go to this side. So you'll come out of your rows, make 2 lines up to the front. If you get in the wrong lane, don't worry. Change lanes. It's like driving to Sacramento. And you'll wind up in whichever line is the one that you want to be in. Did I get everything? Whew. Now, let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Yeah.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood he reconciled us. By his wounds we are healed.
And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your work, your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only, and not for strength, for pardon only, and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray, first in Spanish and then in English. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que ofenden. No los dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. porque tuyo es el reino, tuya es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us eat the feast.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray.
Joni and Diane, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body because we all share one bread, one cup. Our prayers go with you.
Almighty and ever-living God,
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.